안 되겠어요.
Last time I was in England, I have not forgotten. Yes, to keep on endeavoring, even in the face of failure, is only possible when you increase your faith. See, you need to have this faith that this effort will bring a good result. And this faith, it is the ground on which you walk. Once this faith is damaged, you have no longer a ground, really. There are holes, and you fall in the holes. Therefore, it is stated by Srila Vyasadeva that faith is the only thing which gives birth to virya. Virya means the strength in an effort. When you have no faith, no, a little faith, the strength of your is small. But if your faith is strong, you can put in a lot of effort. This faith is expressed very nicely by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, he describes his situation. He says, he talks for the devotees. The devotee knows that sense gratification brings a miserable end, but he still keeps and he is not always able to control the senses. He fails, but he maintains his effort to hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives an analogy. A drunkard has so often said, "I will no longer drink. It kills my liver, and the rest of me also." So, but he still, when he comes close by that glass of fine Irish beer, he is not able to proceed very nicely. He has to take it, and he curses himself while he takes it. Still, he will try and try, and one day he will be successful. He will try. So, in the same way, a devotee feels himself, "Oh no, again I'm a failure. Oh, look at my rounds; they are not even in." In Yamaloka, they chant such a fair round. Oh, no, but he still knows, no, one day I will be successful, because chanting is a healthy state. Chanting and ecstatic absorption is a healthy state. And I may not be able to chant like this now, but I will keep on trying again and again, each mantra. And then, so what will nourish your faith to have this persistent effort? This, you could almost call it a stubborn effort. You know, this determined effort. Let us call it not stubborn, a determined effort. I look for that word, a determined effort. From where, what gives us the faith that this will work? The scriptures say this faith is born in the association of good devotees. You see them, you feel, you get an idea how they feel, what is their experience, and you think, well, here's an example. Let me try also following the example. Or you hear about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's miraculous workings, And that will give you the faith. Now, this is the Lord. He is so powerful. He is so immensely powerful. He can do the impossible. He can appear in my life and like the sun appears at a dark place, and he can dispel the inner darkness which I'm suffering from at the present moment. So this repeated endeavor which will one day make you a master. You gave the example of someone who trains for archery, but again and again he has missed so many times. His legs are tired from running after the arrows which have missed their goals and who are spread all over the forests of England, you know. But he tries and tries, and one day he's a master by then. This is only possible if you have faith in this effort. Shraddha is the entrance gate into the palace of bhakti. You cannot enter the palace of devotion through any other gate than Shraddha. And this Shraddha is born in the association of devotees. Krishna. Yeah. Do not give up in the face of failure. That's required, Krishna Kirtan. It says, Utsahan, you need to be enthusiastic. Nishaya means a firm conviction must be there, faith, and then patience. These three things bring result and bring wonderful results in bhakti yoga. And it's really dependent on Shraddha.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. There was one devotee, yes, but please, we will get you a microphone.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. We did not follow the sound that you were doing. We need to keep in the melody that you sung. And I want to ask the question, what was the mood of this melody? Because when
the last one?
Yes.
Or the first one?
The last one.
The last one. I have picked it up from Aindra Prabhu. Aindra Prabhu, you have heard his name?
Yes.
He has researched the world of ragas up and down, and he came out with beautiful melodies. Now, to be very honest, I don't know what is the mood, but I authorized we would have to asked him, but for me it's a surrender mood, because you have to sing so you have to go so high. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Then it doesn't stop here. Hare, very long. After Scotland, you have to sing. So it needs full surrender to keep on. So therefore, I said the surrender for this Hare Krishna. But this is speculation, you know. It's a subjective experience of the melody. Melodies are not so important. There was a very nice melodies just to help us a little bit. It's music which glues the living entity together with the Lord, you know, and because this is like a glue which can glue you. But it's in itself only we must make the music alive by devotion. There was a very nice there's a very nice deity who was worshipped on the Govardhan mountain. His name is Naji. Later he was brought to Natadwar, his own town, but in the beginning he was found at the root of Govardhan, by Madhavendra Puri and was installed there and was for a long time worshipped. Now, because there were some aggressions in the area, he had in the night there was a chokidar, a lanceman, a pikeman. His name started with P. I think it's Paita. They called him Paita. A little, I remember, like Panta, Paita, something like this. And he, in order to keep himself awake, he would, in the night, he would go with his, he had his spear, and he would sing in the night with his hoarse voice, like this. And he was really out of tune and everything. He was a lanceman, he was not a singer. So one night, the famous Govinda Swami came and gave a concert for the pleasure of Nachi. It was a musically very, very wonderful concert. It was very, very nice. The ragas, the melodies, everything was so perfect. The tars, the rhythms, the everything, just a perfect concerto. And then he was finished. It was around 9 o'clock. He passed by this paita, this landsman, who had started to sing. You know, he was on night guard, and he passed and said, "Your singing is so bad. We have just finished a very excellent singing for the pleasure of the Lord. Don't sing like this. It's disturbing. And what will you sing like this the whole night and give him a then he will not be able to sleep. He's a small child." Govinda Swami was very strong on this, and Paita heard this. Govinda Swami had forbidden him to sing, so he became very morose. He stopped his singing, and the whole night he didn't sing. Now the next morning, the pujari came and awakened Nachi, and he noticed that the Lord's eyes were red. "Why are your eyes so red?" The Lord answered, I couldn't sleep the whole night. I stayed up all night." "Why?" "Yeah, I'm used to the night songs of the lance bearer. He sings, and then I can sleep very nicely and very peacefully. And he was not singing. Govinda Swami forbade him to sing. Then I just couldn't sleep. Totally disoriented from lack of sleep." So the pujari heard this, and he immediately sent for the pikeman. The pikeman was just crying in his house. He could not, had not been allowed to sing, and he was so miserable that he came up and said, "Do I get a second chastisement now?" And the pujari said, "Please sing again. The Lord wants your singing." And this is an example of how the Lord is satisfied by our devotion, not by musical expertise. But of course, when you can sing nicely, try to sing as nicely and try to learn the instruments. But if you are not able, like I'm not able, you can see, if I wouldn't have this wonderful Vaishnava who's always, he sings the next melody because I forget it, and then I can sing after that. So then try your best. Krishna, the Lord says, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Dobro. So now, I think we will just to end this evening, 5 minutes singing. 5 German minutes, not long.
Yeah.
Safe home, keep Krishna in your prayers, especially before you go to, before you go sleep away, no, just those moments before you enter into the different world, the dream world, pray to Krishna, be grateful, and then start your next day with the kirtan. When I came in the to Brussels in the airport, taking a plane to London, I met in the airport a group of people, some were highly armed, they were working for the airport, and they stopped me and they said, "You look so happy." I said, "I am." "What is your secret?" And I didn't want to immediately. I had an urgent need to go to the restroom, so I didn't want to preach. meditation. They said that we cannot. We are working in the airport, and it's all so stressful. And then I said, "Okay, if you really want to know what is my secret, I also don't meditate." In that sense, silent meditation, I sing. And even now, I was in the airport, I was on my way to the restroom, and I thought, maybe not everyone likes Hare Krishna, so I sang it inside of me. I didn't sing it out loud. And because I sang it inside, I was very happy. And happiness is inside. And then I said, "And now I need to go to the restroom." So you can Google Hare Krishna, next Hare Krishna temple, learn to sing, but it's an emergency here. The singing, the kirtan should be done, all this, even when you are not with your, when you are with many people, and you will see it will keep you afloat, and you will not be in hazy consciousness, but you will be with Krishna. And then the immediate result is you will not feel any anxiety, even though you live in London. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for transporting us all. Thank you, Ms. Far, far away from London, from Vakunta, to the Loka, to the Lord of Sweet, and the Father and Krishna. Please let us express our gratitude and appreciation to His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj and encourage Him to please come back and spend more and more time with us, chanting very, very loudly with all our hearts and enthusiasm to Hare Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Sachinanda Maharaj again.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that.